We've heard of farm to fork and farm to table. Well, now we've got farm to fuel tank. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Just outside of Madison, three manure digesters stand tall, ready to take manure and turn it into renewable natural gas. Entech Solutions is a renewable energy company and a partner in this project. Entech President Scott Romanesco tells me more about the process, but first shares the role his company played in bringing this facility online.
We're kind of like turnkey renewable energy company, so we work with our partners and look at what it would take to actually develop a project from cradle to grave is what we like to say, right? Where we'll start working closely with the farmers or the local community to understand what their needs are and then work through what the possible solution could be to provide them with what they would need.
And that's what you've done here. Why don't you give me a more in-depth rundown on what these manure digesters do?
Sure. So what we do is we take dairy cow manure from the local farms. Currently, it's a total of four farms, and we bring that manure into the facility. We do it two different ways. One is through a pipeline for the farms that are closer to the facility, and the other is trucking it from the farms into the facility. What we then do is we heat up the manure, and we run it into these digesters. And the natural breakdown process of the organics in that cow manure creates, through anaerobic digestion, creates methane gas. Years ago, that methane gas was used to produce electricity in generator engines, okay? As renewable electricity technology gained more and more momentum, things like solar power, wind turbines, battery storage, they're starting to be more commonplace for renewable electricity. That gave us the opportunity to use this methane gas and create something else that's renewable and something that can be used in the renewable fuel industry. So what we do here now is we take that methane and we clean it up, we scrub it, and we bring it up to the same quality that we see in natural gas coming into our homes with. That natural gas then will actually replace some of the natural gas that is being used in the transportation fuel industry, and it allow for cleaner fuel burning cars.
And it's going out west. Is there a market though in the Midwest for this type of fuel?
Yes, I think there's going to be a market everywhere. It's starting in California, like a lot of this renewable energy stuff does. The California, Oregon, Washington, even New York State, you know, they're looking at some of this. And the reason for that is a lot of those states have very big cities, and the way the airflow is there, they trap in a lot of the contaminants that we see through vehicle fuels, right? So that's higher on their priority list than it is maybe in an area like central Wisconsin where the wind blows all the time. You know, it doesn't get stuck behind the mountains. Like renewable electricity, right? It started on the coast, and now it's worked its way to the center part of the country.
Right now you're working with four farms in the Madison area in Middleton. Is there room for expansion?
Yes, when we built this facility, we plan on expanding it someday. Currently, there's room for one more million gallon digester, and we're looking at what it's going to take to bring that online. We have been talking to other local farmers that would be willing to bring their manure in, and the RNG plant, or the gas cleaning facility, is designed for twice the capacity that it's running at right now. So we did design it with the intent of expanding in the future.
And you are powering this facility with your own solar panels, too.
Correct. What we wanted to do, the gas, to us, renewable fuel, the more you can use renewable energy to create the renewable fuel, the more valuable it is when we talk decarbonization in this world, right? So one of our products also is distributed energy products, microgrids, and this was a perfect opportunity for us to take some of that microgrid technology, incorporate it in our own industrial-type facility, and show the world how it can be done.
And you see room for more carbon removal, eventually maybe using electric vehicles to transport manure.
Yes, that's actually another division of Entech. We actually have a renewable transportation, we call it e-mobility division, and currently we are doing a lot of electric vehicle charging station rollouts, and we incorporate the same microgrid that we have here in some of these charging stations. I think currently we have probably close to a dozen renewable charging stations that are totally 100% solar powered. They have battery storage in them, and we charge vehicles with those.
Now, manure itself is a valuable byproduct in agriculture. explain to us, does the farmer get to use the nutrients from their manure? How does that money exchange hands? Are you purchasing the manure and then selling nutrients back? Or are they lending you that manure and then getting nutrients in return?
Yeah, good question. That whole business model is starting to change and evolve. In our case here, what we do is the farmers give us their manure, and we actually then share some of the revenue that we generate by producing the natural gas. Also the farmers help us with the manure handling when we need help. After we process the manure through the digesters and extract the methane gas to generate the renewable fuels, we then separate some of the phosphorus from the water that's in that manure. And like Joe from Dane County was talking, one of the goals of this facility was also to clean up the water in the Yahara watershed. So this is a perfect opportunity then to separate some of that phosphorus from the solids and take that out of the Yahara watershed and use that as fertilizer in some of the farms outside of this area. The solids then go back to the farms, or some of the substrate goes back to the farms, and they use it, the nitrogen as fertilizer on their land.
Remind me of the historic story here.
No, it is fairly new, and I got to give a lot of credit to Dane County. They really had the vision in the beginning for this. It started out, they were producing electricity. That model changed a little bit. We then took it over, and it continues to grow, right? I mean, it's the perfect example of a self-sustaining loop with the right partners. The farmers benefit, the renewable transportation fuel arena benefits, Dane County benefits with the watershed, and we benefit at NTEC Solutions by being able to show some of our technology.
Scott Romanesco is the president of NTEC Solutions, one of the partners in getting this manure digester facility online and transformed from creating electricity to creating renewable natural gas. He says this is a replicable process that can be applied to help other biodigesters achieve their environmental goals. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.